Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you. And
oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment?
Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash-talking father. I am the Bat Dad. Bat Dad knows no fear.
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain. I want you, Marsh. I want you.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're listening to the first hour, you can download that on the Fan Podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app and at 1080 The Fan. The Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver 4. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Is that how that works?
That's how that works. That's how that
no,
works.
No, but you do drive a Ford Bronco.
No, I am not a doctor, but I do drive a 2022 Ford Bronco Sport that I got from Vancouver Ford, and they were absolutely amazing. Monty and the crew there is fantastic. We'll have Fair or Foul coming up for you in about a half hour. See if I can get us back on the clock. But
come on, babe.
I know. I'm going to give it a shot, though. I mean, I am a clock guy. You know me, Joe. I'm a clock guy.
I'll shut up.
Before we get into the Oakland A's and their situation, Joe, can you think of a team in Major League Baseball that has been more of an S show than the Oakland A's of late?
Then, like, how far back are we going here?
I'll give you, let's start with our lifetime of watching. So I watched in 95. That I always say 94 strike season and 95 is when I really came into baseball.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think of teams that either haven't won it, even been close to winning
like
it.
Like you can be losers. You can be bad teams. But anybody that's just an S show like this,
I mean, the only one that I'm thinking of is in their division, and it's the Angels.
The old Anaheim Los Angeles Angels.
The problem with them is that they've
actually...
Artie
Moreno came out and said, I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
God, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Sorry, Angels fans.
He's like, I don't care how many heart transplants it takes.
And nooses were hung by the thousands in the greater Anaheim area.
Pitchforks are visible.
I would say... that it's Angels are a close second. The only reason they're not as bad is because they have at least had big names over the years.
And they won a World Series in 2002.
That's true. See?
They beat Bonds.
There you
they
go.
They beat roided out the best player of all time.
When they didn't really have big names.
I mean, they had a bunch of roided out dudes too. But
who didn't? All right. I was roided out in 02.
Yeah, I mean,
at 10 years old.
I think what's fascinating about the A's in this situation is they have now transcended baseball. The A's are now on the level of, have you seen a more disastrous franchise in sports? They are now on the levels for all different reasons, all very much different reasons. They are on the level of the Clippers with Donald Sterling. They are on the level of the Redskins, now Commanders, of Dan Snyder. They have surpassed the James Dolans of the world. They have surpassed the Steinbrenners of the world. They have surpassed the loudmouth Mark Cubans of the world. Because let's be real, there was a little bit of issues in the Mavericks organization, but none of it seemed to stem from the top, and he kind of squadooshed that really quick. You're now venturing into uncharted territory. You are now being compared to racists and sexual assailants and people like that.
Boy, that's the last thing they need.
All because your team is bad. That's it. Like, let's remember, Fisher in Oakland, there's nothing come out that he's, you know, misogynist or racist or, you know, a felon or, you know,
yet,
you know, insider trading. There's nothing like
murderer,
that.
No,
like,
bad stuff.
Yeah, you are literally just, you are bringing your franchise to the precipice of terrible simply because you're terrible.
Gosh, I remember ESPN.
Like, at least Donald Sterling is racist.
ESPN magazine.
Joking. That's not okay.
That's an easy one.
But you know
one.
What I mean? Like, Donald Sterling is racist, and you're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, let's get rid of them. Dan Snyder creates terrible culture. Oh, okay, well, let's get rid
and
of him.
Probably racist as well.
Probably. But you are literally in that category just because you're bad at your job.
Yeah.
How bad can you be at your job to get to that point?
I remember ESPN magazine was a thing one time.
It was a thing. I was a subscriber.
My sweet, sweet Grandma Donna, she always upped my subscription.
My grandma
every year.
Always upped my subscription every year, too. I saw the coolest Alex Rodriguez thing I'd ever seen in my life from that magazine, and I talk about it to this day.
Was it him half naked?
No, it was him.
Or fully naked?
No, it was like a centerfold, which is funny that you mentioned naked. It was a centerfold about his swing.
You just, whoa.
I know, whoa.
Look at that.
I had it on my
look
wall.
Look at that bat.
I had it on my wall. It was about his swing and how each tick of his swing, what that meant for his contact. It was brilliant because A-Rod is the best juiced player of all time.
But ESPN Magazine, they used to do this like official rankings every year of the worst franchises in all four major sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wish there was that rolling ranking.
I'd love to see it right now.
To see, like, who is it? And, like, you know, quite frankly, hockey, NHL, sorry, we can probably exclude you off that list.
The Phoenix Coyotes would probably be pretty high on that list.
That's what I'm saying is I feel
that's
like
a disaster there.
They would piss always, their fans off a lot.
They would always
they
be,
play at Arizona State University.
They probably bottom of that list. Hey, Arizona State hockey is pretty solid, okay? I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. At least they have
scrimmages
a hockey
against an NHL team every
at
day.
At least they have a hockey stadium. Yeah. But I would love to see that rolling list. The Vancouver Ford text line chimed in. They said that their Pirates don't fare much better.
Yeah, but I would argue O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, but that's in the now.
They're signing some guys.
Like, we're thinking about over the last 20, 30 years. Like, the Pirates had a couple fun little wild card runs.
There's a reason I don't cheer for the Indians anymore. Paul Dolan is brutal.
So, I mean, but when you look at it in totality of all franchises, and I mean, like, I'm thinking NBA. I mean, the Charlotte Hornets have been just a mess. The Charlotte Bobcats, whatever iteration of an NBA team in Charlotte, they've been an embarrassment for the last 20 years as
that's
well.
That's true.
but I think just like stepping in it this much all the time and embarrassing yourself, your fan base, your team. I mean, the A's, it has to be them.
Yeah, yeah. I think in baseball, the only thing you can harp back to is maybe like Marge Schott of the Reds or something bad like
that.
That
old Nazi?
Yeah, you know, something bad like that. I mean,
I don't know if I've ever heard any Nazi as a good old Nazi.
Artie Moreno's not a bad
I said
comp.
That old Nazi.
Oh, okay. But okay.
I said a good old Nazi? Like, yeah, a classic Nazi there. But yes, clearly a Nazi.
Artie Moreno's not far off, but he's got a world. Hey, that team's won a World Series. He doesn't. He bought it the next year. But that team has a World Series, and they got Mike Trout, and they had Shohei Ohtani, and they're not, let me tell you this, they're not leaving their city. So that's what I want to get into now.
And he's got an evil mustache, too.
He does. I hope I have an evil mustache when I'm his age and his money. When we come back, can you imagine big-timing your partner and then all of a sudden realizing you don't have a place to sleep? That's where the A's are now. We'll do that next. It's 8:16, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. All right, we'll have Fair or Foul coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, but I'd like to wrap up this Oakland A's situation. This is what it's like. This is like you are on the precipice of getting a new job. Okay, let's just say, for the lack of argument, you make $50,000 a year. You are now having conversations with people about moving from that $50,000 a year job to a $300,000 a year job, right? Pretty important, right?
Everybody's dream.
Pretty big. My dream. I'm trying to live it right now. I totally get it. But what happens when you ditch your girlfriend? Because you're like, hey, baby, that was fun, but you ain't hot enough for $300,000 a year. And now you have to, now the $300,000 a year job ain't looking so good, and you need a place to stay.
Well, if the girlfriend was the city of Portland, we would say, like, go somewhere else that's better than here.
Make sure to heal. Make sure to heal yourself.
You deserve it. You deserve to be a champion somewhere else than our city because we don't deserve nice things.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Sorry.
Well, the Oakland A's are trying to move to Las Vegas, and it sounds like they'll have a stadium in 2028.
Maybe.
Although the mayor isn't jazzed about it.
Where is the question?
The Oakland A's have now gone back to the Coliseum in Oakland asking if they can renew their lease to play in the stadium. And my friends, I know that any other city in America, you say, yeah, of course, we want the revenue, we like the market, etc. You can still play here. Guys, I think the chances that the Coliseum says no are huge. Tear that bad boy down, sell the land, and just wash your hands.
Are they going to allow the feral cats to vote on this decision?
And you get to tell the Oakland A's, no, no, you can't play here.
Was it a possum also that showed up in
their
stadium?
The possum was living in the stadium and came out during a game in the radio broadcast booth.
I would just love if the email that they send back to John Fisher when they're asking this question is like the demolition video of the stadium just getting blown up to bits.
Or it's just GFY, sincerely, the Coliseum.
I'm not going to say I can't believe that I saw this headline, but I can.
Oh, I can. Like,
I can.
This story just keeps going.
Dude, it's like, you have got to be effing kidding me. Like, you guys are, again, and this goes back to, like, you have to be the worst run franchise in all the sports. Like,
well, you got ahead of yourself. You thought,
yeah.
You thought, like anybody, oh, I own a major sports team. I can dictate it however I want. Let's remember, the Sonics had the number 2 pick in the draft. And the next year, they had like the number 4 pick in the draft. They weren't good. And their owners were like, we're moving to OKC. Like, they flexed that. They were like, this team sucks. Stadium's a dump. We're out of here.
Well, OKC.
And they were able to make it happen.
OKC showed that they were actually a viable fan base because when the Hornets had to go play there during Hurricane Katrina, they showed up and they're like, hell, all right, this seems pretty cool. And it seems like they want a team here. All right.
Exactly. There was thought into it that the new owners of the Sonics were like, yeah, we're out of here. We can make this work.
Can I actually, that's a great point that you bring up, Joe, because not only were they looking at moving cities, but I believe the NBA owned the Hornets at that time.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. why, mm-hmm. I mean, there's standards in like college football, for instance, for how many seats you have to have in like the FBS division. I am shocked that MLB does not have the same set of standards that they're holding all 30 owners to, because the A's have not been set to a standard for 3 decades.
Well, let's remember, the NFL stepped in and basically, okay, they may not have done it publicly, but they basically told Snyder, you gotta go. I mean, there's no way that Snyder just woke up one day and decided he was going to sell his team. No, there had to have been some pressure. The NBA literally came out on television, and Adam Silver, in the biggest moment of his career, said Donald Sterling is banned for life. And force that. Major League Baseball is never going to do that. It's too many old white boys, too much old money. They're never going to do that, which is why Oakland still gets away with this. The real question is, if the Coliseum says no, what's Oakland going to do? You going to play in AAA ballparks? I got a buddy of mine, Bruce, that I work with. He had the great idea. He thought that the A's should be a traveling AAA show. that they just travel the country and play in AAA stadiums.
Like the Savannah Bananas.
So, like the Savannah Bananas. So it's like the Oakland A's are here tonight in Decorah, Iowa, playing the New York Yankees in a 4,000-person stadium. And now batting, I wish I could tell you a player. I don't know a player. Tony Kemp. Is Tony Kemp still on the A's?
I think Brent Rooker's still on there as well. So both of those guys.
That's what's going to be fascinating about this. I do think the Coliseum will say yes and re-sign them to a lease because that will be money, and then you can tear it down when they leave. But what if they said no?
That'd be amazing one. But they aren't going to, because you want to talk about leverage. I mean,
the A's actually have leverage in this.
I would say that the Coliseum does in the city of, like...
You think they're going to gouge them for money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Revenue, like...
what if everybody shows up?
I saw a great comment.
What if everybody doesn't show up?
Or they... Well, again, like the whole... Let's sell out the stadium to do sell the team chance.
What are they going to gouge them for? There's no money to be gouged.
I'll show you. I'll give you hella money.
We're talking 2027 here. So, I mean, like, that's
3 years.
One, two, three.
3 years.
24, 25, 26, 27. That's four seasons.
Oh, thanks, math.
Dude, trust
me. Like science, absolute.
I can't believe I pulled that off.
Like a Sith, right? Absolute. Proud. Only Siths deal in absolutes.
My mental math since college, gone. So the fact that I got that right there. But yeah, I know it's not a lot of revenue, but whatever revenue there is, whatever the Coliseum, the city was getting out of it, you can get a hell of a lot more. Whatever the deal was, the cut was, you can get more this time around. Because what option do the A's have?
They don't.
The MLB is not going to let them play in a minor league stadium.
No, and I would even argue that MLB has fumbled this as well.
A little bit. I think that...
But remember, nobody hates baseball more than baseball. That's what I always say. That's going to be on my tombstone.
There's 29 other owners, though, that are probably in the MLB's ear, like, we are not playing.
Yeah. Yeah. You think Hal Steinbrenner is talking to Manfred like, yo, dude, are you serious? We're going to go play in Salt Lake City?
What's the closest AAA stadium to Oakland?
No, I think it's this. I don't know, but the Salt Lake Bees have offered up their home.
You thrilled our fans. Yeah.
But again, I feel like that the MLB is like, you are not playing Major League Baseball games in a AAA stadium.
It's better than Oakland.
For 4 years, let alone.
Let's go, Buffalo.
I see Oakland making, like, the Coliseum, well, A, it's like, what the hell else do they have going on there?
Just tear that, it down. I mean, you know. Just tear it down.
They should. They should, but also, I see it as...
Make some quick bucks out of it before you tear it down? Why not?
Again, that's how I see it. It's like, oh, interesting, you guys need a home again? Okay, well, let's revisit the numbers here, and maybe we want 60, 70% of the cut, and they're like, what the hell? I saw a comment today that was kind of interesting. I don't know if they would make this happen. It was like... You come back, once you leave, the A's stay with Oakland. You got to rebrand.
Ooh.
You do not get to take the Athletics, the A's, the green, the yellow.
Ooh, I like that.
And that history and that, like that branding with you. Start over fresh in Vegas. F
ooh,
you.
Like that.
And
like
so,
that.
Again, a lot of things left yet to happen. I feel like Oakland has some leverage here.
All right, we'll see how this plays out, and we'll keep following it up. But before we get to anything, let's have some fun. Let's get into everybody's favorite, fair or foul. We'll do that next. But first, my man Schultzy with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's dive right into this. This is everybody's favorite, fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, I will turn this over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultzy Schultz.
Appreciate you guys. Spring training is upon us. Yeah! What do we got, like a day, I think, officially? Less than like 10 hours until all that stuff starts tomorrow?
Till P's and C's report?
That's right. Seeing a lot of teams... A lot of teams sending out tweets with basically their entire staff already there. Hitters, catchers, position players, pitchers all ready to go.
So. The home run stroke.
I made a four-question baseball-themed fair or foul, because I'm just ready to go for baseball, guys. So
cool.
Let's start off in I cannot believe we are still talking about this territory with question number one. Free agency. It is unbelievable the amount of big names that are still unsigned. No Cody Bellinger on a team. No Matt Chapman on a team. No Jorge Soler on a team. No Blake Snell on a team.
Soler just signed today, actually.
Okay. Soler signed with the Giants.
Okay, yes. I'll take him off that list. Congratulations. He got his 3-year deal. But fair or foul,
not
you guys,
with
Bellinger, with a bunch of all those other names still out there, it is a bad look for Major League Baseball. Fair or foul, it's a bad look if big free agent names remain unsigned after spring training starts. Fair or foul?
I'll say foul. I will say foul only because as us diehard fans, we're kind of like, hey, man, what the hell? But I think free agents in baseball have always been kind of an interesting, kind of their own thing when it comes to the national attention. So much money in baseball that I think people are kind of just like, let me know who plays for who on opening day. And I think even the casual fan on their team kind of says that. I don't think it's a bad look for the league. I think it's more of a bad look for the players. Like, Cody, what do you do? We all know you're going to sign with the Cubs. You know? Like, Chapman, we all know there's only like two teams on the market for you. Snell is the weird one for me. I don't know, but that's for a different conversation. I'll say foul. I don't think it's a bad look for the league. I think it's worse on players.
I would say foul, that this isn't a bad look. I would say the entire free agency as a whole over the last few months is a bad look. Like, there was complaints about the Ohtani free agency race kind of being pretty lame duck there. I guess that makes it fair because it lumps it into it as a whole, right? This is one of the few hits of this that is fair. I think that this kind of slow burn over time, it takes away some of that luster. Like the NBA, after the 1st of July, it is a frenzy of where dudes are signing.
It gets wild.
I think there's a little bit of that with the NFL as well. So, yeah, I'll change it from we went to the review board. It is fair. It's within the chalk. It is a bad look for baseball because people love the offseason just as much as the regular season as far as the movement, who's going to play with who. And when you stretch that over November, December, January, February, now into March, yeah, we're going to get a little bit of a trickle here and there as we get close to season. But it would be nice if this could all just be put into one window over a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and just have us hit over the head with all this news of who's going where. I say fair.
I will counter a little bit, though, in what you're saying about the frenzy with the NBA. Baseball trade deadline is a lot sexier than those others.
Yeah.
Like, real guys get moved. No real guys in the NFL or the NBA truly get moved.
Yeah, and the CBA for the NBA is kind of like...
Yeah, Bradley Beal can get moved.
But I hear you. The rental players, the teams that are trying to go for it late in the season, they think they have
Max
a chance.
Scherzer is a Hall of Famer, and he's getting moved, yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
All right, fair or foul number two regarding, of course, the movement of teams all around Major League Baseball. Oakland, are they going to keep the A's? Or are they going to go to Vegas? We don't know. Sounds like Vegas doesn't want them, and they may end up playing at the Coliseum until 2027, depending on how they actually vote on that. Fair or foul, guys, we are still trying to get a team ourselves here in Portland, whether it be the A's, whether it be an expansion team. Not really sure. So fair or foul, Portland will still get an MLB team if the Oakland A's don't end up in Las Vegas. Fair or foul?
I think I said fair a couple weeks ago because I was very optimistic.
Very mad about the traffic on 217.
Yes. But, man, the more I read stuff from other citizens in this town, like, I just don't know if we'll ever have the support from the city, the people that live within the city. Like, you can tell them everything they want to hear. Like, you are not going to pay a dime for this. There will be no tax money involved, your tax money involved in this. Like, it's covered. We're good to go. I just do not get it, what this city would need for the locals and the people living in it to be like, okay, yeah, I'm down. Like, maybe it's the Lloyd Center location. I think maybe if it does end up going there, that gives people a little bit more satiable appetite to seeing a team within the city and not in the suburbs. I'm gonna go foul. I flip-flop every month, it sounds like. But again, as I just read more and more, and if the red tail option is the best option and over by Washington Square, I think people are going to be pissed. And I just don't see that getting enough support unless it is at the Lloyd Center location. But again, that sounds like that's a whole other headache, red tape, way more expensive option. So again, I don't know what this city and the residents need to hear in order for the majority to be on board with this, because it seems like it is vastly, like, one side of this, it's like an 80-20 split. 20% of the residents, if you took a poll, would want an MLB team. I'd be curious to see that, what that poll would look like. Do you want a team in Portland? Or, you know, like, a team was at Washington Square, the stadium, would you be okay with that? Like, I just don't know at this point. It seems all negative.
I'm the opposite of Joe. Yeah, I'm going to go with fair. Yeah, baby, let's go. I don't care where they build it. Just build it somewhere. I'm taking the kids to Disneyland this summer, and the Angels are not playing. Just missed the Mariners in Anaheim while we're there,
which
would have been really rad. But the Red Sox are in town to play the Doyers, and I was thinking about taking the Clan up to go see a game. It's a 35-minute drive to Chavez Ravine with no traffic. Okay? So let's put that into perspective in Portland. It's the same kind of situation. I mean, L.A. traffic is worse than here. And I guarantee you there are people from Anaheim driving to Chavez Ravine. Sign me up. I don't care what 217 looks like. You think I-5 at the Moda Center, if a baseball stadium is at the Lloyd Center, is going to be a good idea? It's a bad idea for the Blazers, and we suck. Okay? The traffic, no matter where it goes, is going to be bad. So I don't want to hear that. Yes, fair. Baseball will come to Portland. The Diamond Project will get a stadium built. I don't care where they do it, and Major League Baseball will bring it, because I don't see Salt Lake City making a bid to make a stadium. I don't see the A's going to play there. West Coast, Best Coast, Portland will get it. Let's get it done.
God, the A's would be better off literally playing where the Hops play at Ron Tonkin Field.
And if you
right
live
now,
in 217, I'm sorry, but I got to do 205 from Milwaukee to Salmon Creek every day, and that sucks.
Quick note about that.
And I still do it.
Because the Hops are going to get a new stadium.
They are.
That's kind of
my point.
And sorry, Washington County gave them some money for that. People aren't happy about that either. And that is a single-A team, and I believe they're getting like $9 million from Washington County, and they were pissed about that because that's a privately owned team. Like, they can pay for it themselves. $9 million. Is what the county was giving him, and the residents were pissed about that.
It's a fair point. All right, speaking of fair or foul number 3, thought of this one because of, obviously, the recent Super Bowl. We have a couple Niners fans on the 1080 The Fan staff. Brendan Sprague, Ryan Buckley, who unfortunately watched that loss to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 58. I'm thinking, you know, gosh, am I ever going to get to watch my Mariners in a World Series? How would I watch the game if I got that chance? Fair or foul, guys, you could not watch a Super Bowl or a Game 7 of the World Series at a party if your team was playing in it. You could be there, or you have to be at home, is kind of my point. Like, nobody's seeing you, nobody talking to you, nobody's saying anything to you, just all alone in a corner, sitting on your hands.
Wow. This is maybe the most gut-wrenching fair or foul question I've ever been asked.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm about to walk you down some stuff.
All right, let's go.
This ain't going to feel good.
No, it won't.
You're going to feel terrible when I talk to you about this. In 1997, I was 12 years old. Cleveland Indians lost in a walk-off to Edgar Renteria. I was in the living room of my parents' house all by myself, and I watched it. Nobody was around, and I watched it. And I started crying because Jose Mesa gave it up in Edgar Renteria, 19-year-old Edgar Renteria, who had never seen snow. The first time he ever saw snow was Game 4 of the World Series in Cleveland. It's a pretty rad story. That was devastating. In 2016, I went to Game 1 and Game 2 of the World Series with my mama. Mom and I went to Cleveland And we went to game one and game two, won the first game, lost the second game. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Cleveland is a great city. When I got back, went to my local beer bar, shout out Bridgetown Beer House, and we watched games 4, 5, and 6 there, and we were dubbing it Little Cleveland because we had got the regulars on board. There were no cubbies in the house. We got the regulars on board. It's game 7. We're at our table. It's me and my ex-partner at the time and a couple buddies who were diehard Indians fans, and I had some of my other friends who were baseball fans. And we're ready. We're watching this game, and it's amazing. And in the 8th inning, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a bunch of Cubs fans rolled in off the streets. 9th inning happens. Rajai Davis ties the game. Hey, then there's a rain delay. Then Ben Zobrist hits a double. Cubs go up. Game's over. They win the World Series. And I just sit there in my bar that I had set up, that I had my people. The bartenders are all on my game. I think I was getting free beers all night. Not at Bridgetown. They would never give out free beers. Getting free beers all night. And I had to watch Cubs fans celebrate. I had a guy cry on my shoulders that the Cubs won a World Series. I don't care where I am. It's not happy. Foul. I don't remember the question. Foul.
Rephrase the question for my...
fair foul, you couldn't watch, so I think your answer is technically fair. You couldn't watch a Super Bowl or Game 7 of the World Series at a party if your team was playing in it.
Nope.
So Patrick,
but I have.
It. You are, but could you now? Fair or foul?
Yeah, because I'm broken inside.
I'll go one for... I'll hit the first one foul, and that's the Orioles. I probably could watch that just to see them in that environment.
Sure, I'd watch
and see them lose. Yes, I'd be crushed, but I would be happy that they got there. I've said this. I said it on Sunday. Could not watch the Cowboys in a Super Bowl with people.
Sprague's on to something there.
Would not be
Sprague's
able to
on
do
to
it.
Something there.
I don't know how I would react, and that's obviously something I have not witnessed and been a part of ever. And if I was, it was at the age of 6, and I don't have memories for that. So
I'm a different man
than I was at the age of 6.
I got 2 game 7s under my belt, one at 12 and one at 34, 31. 31? It's 2016. I'm in 85, 31. None of them are easy. They all suck. All right. That's fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, my friends. Well, guys, let's have an open discussion here. How do we want to handle the next few weeks, guys? How do you want to preview, Joe? What are you thinking here?
Who do we start with?
You want to do the old school way where we break down by division, or you want to do something different?
I like divisions. We might have to... we'll see if we have to abbreviate things. I'm going to be out likely on the 28th. Jordan's going to be out next week. I like always finishing with the West.
I know. We do, too. I do,
closer
too.
To the season.
We've always done West. It. Finish with the American League West.
Yeah, close to home.
I would say that the AL East, because of the prominence and just how good that division is.
Sexy, sexy division.
I would say maybe second to last. We usually start with the Central because nobody cares about the AL and NL Central, right?
Which is funny because for the longest time I've been a Central guy on the show and I was like, let's start with your division because it sucks.
Yeah, so I think, maybe we go NL Central, AL Central, NL East, AL East, NL West, AL. West.
That sounds great to me. I mean, the NL West, I think, is going to be fascinating.
I mean, that kind of, I won't be there for the 28th likely, but by the time the season starts, I mean, we can even abbreviate 2 of those divisions into 1 week. I mean,
sure.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that trajectory we're on.
Any early thoughts on stuff?
Like life or baseball?
Just
like
baseball.
Spring training?
Guys, I had a weird feeling the other day.
Sign some people. I'm starting to get with Schultzy now. We passed that 2-week threshold.
This is ridiculous.
I had this weird feeling the other day, guys. I don't know if I'm going to pick them. I got a weird feeling that the Phillies are going to win the World Series.
I mean, they've been pretty good.
No, but it's not like that. It's not like, oh, wow, weird stretch, bro.
One of those like...
No, I mean like, no, guys, like, I got this weird feeling.
Like you had a dream and then the dream turned into deja vu.
Yeah, like the, Braves and Dodgers beat each other up and then the winner of that plays the Phillies and the Phillies smoke them.
Hey, I don't mind the red pinstripes. Those are sexy, but I know those are also Eagle fans, so... I don't want too much happiness in the Philadelphia area.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Jordan Schultz behind the glass. Go do something I would do.